The news is read this morning by Kate Carolyn.
The US President Donald Trump has said further military strikes on Venezuela are possible if the US does not get its way with the country's interim leader. Mr. Trump also threatened military action in Colombia and Mexico and said Cuba's communist regime was ready to fall on its own. His comments come as the Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, who was captured in a US military raid on Saturday, is due to appear in court in New York later today. Mr. Trump has said the US is, as he put it, in charge in Venezuela. However, Mr. Maduro's government remains in power in Caracas. Speaking on Air Force One, he would not be drawn into answering when there will be elections in Venezuela.
We haven't gotten to that yet. Right now, what we want to do is fix up the oil, fix up the country, bring the country back, and then have elections.
Now, is it fair?
We better bring the country back. Otherwise, you're going to have a mess that's so bad. It was really bad. It's going to get a lot worse unless we go in and fix it.
Some schools in Donegal and in Northern Ireland will remain closed today due to freezing conditions. Around 150 primary and secondary schools in Northern Ireland and all those in the Finn Valley area of Donegal will not reopen after the Christmas break because of the icy conditions. Met Éireann has warned of a treacherous start to the morning with frost and ice after temperatures fell as low as -6 in parts of the country overnight. The Road Safety Authority has urged all road users to exercise caution. Speaking on this programme, Met Éireann meteorologist Eilish Hankinson said temperatures in some areas are not forecast to rise above freezing until around midday.
We've seen temperatures dropping below freezing at most stations, with temperatures in the kind of midland regions getting down as low as -4, -4.5 degrees. There has been no thaw overnight, but we won't really see temperatures getting back up above freezing until closer to midday. And then we'll see them drop again early tonight. But we will see a bit of a change to more unsettled weather, really, from later tonight onwards for the rest of the week.
The Taoiseach has met the Chinese president in Beijing at the start of a four-day official visit to China. During his audience with Xi Jinping this morning, Micheál Martin referenced the strong trade relationship between Ireland and China and acknowledged what he called China's indispensable role in the world. From Beijing, here's our correspondent Angus Cox.
This Micheál Martin visit to China is the first by a sitting Taoiseach since 2012. It started in Beijing this morning with a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in the capital's Great Hall, during which the Taoiseach said China had an indispensable role in the world, highlighting the country's work at the UN. Trade was also a major theme, with Micheál Martin calling for more open trade between the two countries, while the Chinese president said there should be increased cooperation in areas such as AI and the digital economy. Next, for the Taoiseach, it was on to the Forbidden City for a tour. Now a UNESCO World Heritage Site, it was the home of Chinese emperors for more than 500 years. During his time in Beijing, Micheál Martin will also meet with Irish and Chinese business leaders before travelling to the country's commercial hub Shanghai for more meetings, including with the city's mayor. The four-day visit is a bid to boost diplomatic and economic ties with what is Ireland's fifth largest trading partner. And it comes at a time of increased tension between the EU and China. Angus Cox, RTE News, Beijing.
There was an increase in the number of people who died in work-related incidents last year, according to provisional figures from the Health and Safety Authority. The data shows there were 58 fatalities in 2025, up from 36 the previous year. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan reports.
The Health and Safety Authority has described as deeply concerning the 61% increase in work-related fatalities in 2025. Agriculture accounted for the highest number of deaths, with 23 people losing their lives. There were 10 deaths in the construction sector and 5 fatalities in manufacturing. The leading causes of deaths were being hit or crushed by falling objects, incidents with machinery or vehicles, and falling from a height. The HSA says that many of these hazards can be managed through proper risk assessment, forward planning and safe working behaviour. The authority added that over the coming year it will be delivering a comprehensive programme of workplace health and safety inspections across all sectors of the economy.
At least 2 people have been killed in a series of Russian strikes on Ukraine in the early hours of this morning. The strikes on Kyiv and neighbouring cities also caused several power outages. The attacks came on the eve of a meeting of European leaders in Paris as they seek a breakthrough on a peace plan, which Ukraine has said is 90% ready. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant from HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Very cold to begin today, with frost and icy stretches on untreated surfaces slow to clear, along with patches of freezing fog and some lying snow. It'll be a dry and sunny day for most areas, with wintry showers mainly confined to north and northwest fringes by midday. Highest temperatures 1 to 6 degrees.